Childcare is set to dominate the election campaign today after a $3 billion announcement from Labor, one of its biggest spending commitments of the campaign so far. From January 2017, Labor would increase the childcare benefit by 15% and raise the annual cap on the childcare rebate to $10,000 a year. Today, it's pledging $163 million to tackle growing waiting lists for childcare and expand after-school care. Labor's package would come into force 18 months earlier than the coalition's reforms, which include a single means-tested subsidy. The coalition's package has stalled while it waits on the Senate to pass $3 billion in family tax benefit tax cuts to pay for it. We'll speak to Labor's Kate Ellis shortly, but earlier I was joined by the Education Minister, Simon Birmingham. Both Labor and your plan amount to about $3 billion. You tackle it differently, but if that is the case, isn't it right to target lower and middle income earners, which is what this Labor plan will do?
Well, Michael, firstly, yes, you're right. The costings are about the same. The difference is that we've identified savings for our plan. So ours is fully funded, unlike Labor's $3 billion of spending, where they have ruled out supporting our savings measures. But secondly, in terms of targeting, our plan far better targets low and middle income families than the Labor plan. The Labor plan will increase the rate of childcare rebate available to people who are on $1 million incomes, whereas ours, in fact, reduces what's available to those families. The Labor plan will maintain and increase the level of subsidy available to people who aren't in the workforce, studying or volunteering, to still put their children into childcare, whereas we will limit that so that we can actually better target support to those working the longest hours and earning the least amount of money. And childcare subsidies under a Turnbull government for families earning around $65,000 will go up to an 85% subsidy. So that is covering the vast majority of costs for those families under our proposal, which is in stark contrast to Labor, who are spraying money everywhere and doing the exact opposite of what the Independent Productivity Commission recommended.
And this is all very well, though, but you need to make sure that there are places available, don't you? And Labor does appear to be targeting areas of need and finding more money to make sure there are more places available.
Well, again, Michael, it's about the way you go about that. Our activity test that we're putting in place ensures that childcare support, and therefore you would expect places that are accessed, is targeted to those people working the longest hours or studying or volunteering. So ours is actually about making it easier for people to access places, giving the greatest financial support to those families to be able to deal with the real cost pressures they face where they are low and middle income families. The Productivity Commission said that doing what Labor did would just see, as it did in the past, fee increases and therefore that extra money gobbled up by childcare providers. We're tackling, as the Productivity Commission recommended, the risk of fee increases by putting in place a fee cap. The real concern about Labor's policy is not just that it's unfunded $3 billion worth of expenditure, but also that it junks years of hard work in terms of developing a new model for childcare that can best support hard-working, low-income and medium-income Australian families and keep a lid on price growth, which under Labor spiked at around 12% the last time they did exactly what they're proposing to do again this time.
I think they're saying, well, they are saying now that there will be a crackdown on unscrupulous fee increases and that they'll get the ACCC to make sure that this doesn't happen. So,
What they're proposing is that people will have to publish their fees on a website. It sounds remarkably reminiscent of Kevin Rudd's old Fuel Watch scheme, where people would put it on a website and Labor hoped that that would keep some sort of restraint on fee growth. We are putting in place a fee cap in relation to the subsidy the taxpayer supports for those places so that there is a real incentive and measure there to keep a lid on fee growth. And I think that is critical to the families that I speak to who are tired of seeing when the government promises extra support that just gets gobbled up in increased fees. We want to make sure that extra support we're providing actually goes into helping families and their cost of living pressures.
The one thing that's central to your plan is the so-called activity test. But doesn't that disadvantage a number of families, particularly those who can't find, can't get the extra hours of work to meet the activities test formula?
Well, we want to make sure that the families who are in the workforce, studying or volunteering, are the ones who are getting first priority in terms of government support for childcare places, not people who are stay-at-home families. Now, stay-at-home parents do a wonderful job But when we're talking about taxpayer-subsidised childcare support, I think the vast majority of taxpayers and hard-working families think it's reasonable that standing at the front of the queue are those families who are working, studying, volunteering and reliant upon that taxpayer support for their childcare and reliant upon childcare so that they can work or study or volunteer, not to be paying in circumstances, as Labor proposes, increasing the subsidy for people who are not in the workforce or studying or volunteering to be dropping their children off at childcare.
Okay, Labor's plan kicks in on January 1, which is 18 months earlier than yours. Any chance you'll be introducing your policy earlier than mid-2018?
Well, the Prime Minister's already said that we will try to get our policy in place as fast as we can, as long as we can get the savings measures through. The Turnbull government will always do what we can as quick as we can, but we will also always make sure that it's paid for. And that's in stark contrast to what Bill Shorten's done here, where once again another $3 billion goes on Labor's spendometer rather than actually the hard yards of saying, well, if you're going to invest more in childcare for Australian families, as the Turnbull government wants to do, you also have to find responsible ways to pay for it.
Childcare is one of those issues that comes up every campaign. It does suggest no one's really found the formula that meets the demand at the moment, doesn't it?
Michael, I think that's a fair comment, which is why the Turnbull government proposes wholesale reform to our childcare subsidy system. Labor is just putting a band-aid on a broken model. We are actually applying a whole new model that better targets support, that deals with the pressures of fee increases by putting the fee cap in place. These are reforms that actually will deliver a much, much better system in the future. And it's the result of hard policy work under our government.
And that is the Education Minister, Simon Birmingham.